club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, September 7th, goes to a cop in Chicago named Lieutenant Wilfredo Roman. He's a 21-year veteran of the Chicago Police Department, and he's been arrested. Okay, in fact, he turned himself into the department's Bureau of Internal Affairs, and he's been charged with two felonies, aggravated battery, and official misconduct after he decided to, well, it's no need for me to tell you. Let's go to ABC 7 Chicago for the report, please.
Lieutenant Wilfredo Roman facing two felony charges for this incident, which occurred back in February. His attorney, however, says he's innocent. He says the officer was following his training and was trying to de-escalate an otherwise dangerous situation. Roman is free to go back to work after being released on a $5,000 I bond. In court, prosecutors described his alleged crimes. After two suspects jumped out of a car they allegedly stole, officers gave chase and took them into custody. While other officers adjusted the handcuffs on a 17-year-old suspect identified by the initials ZK, prosecutors allege Roman approached him. Defendant yelled for ZK to shut up. Defendant then approached ZK from behind and shoved his flashlight into his clothed behind. And later, as the suspect was being led away, Roman allegedly said, "That's what you get for carjacking." The small flashlight, the attorney says, never penetrated the suspect's skin and caused no injuries.
You know, I'm a grown-ass human. I'm 43 years old. I've seen a lot in 43 years. When I hear this story of Lieutenant Wilfredo Roman, a story that, you know, traumatizes me on so many levels, because, number one, it's just another example of police officers doing whatever they want to black bodies. Number two, I can't help but think of one of the most disturbing stories I ever heard in my life, which is the case of Abner Louima, okay, here in New York City. Remember that case back in 97 when a cop named,
of course,
I think his name was Justin Volpe. I think that's how you pronounce his last name, or Volpe. Sodomized Abner Louima with a broomstick, or it was the handle of a plunger, something like that. Sodomized him, ruptured his colon and bladder, and, you know, Justin Volpe went to prison because of that. In fact, he's been in there 21 years. Early this year, he tried to get a compassionate release because of COVID, but was denied and has to stay in until 2025. I mean, the punishment, you know, is a great punishment, but it doesn't even fit the crime. There's no amount of prison time that can take back the trauma he caused Abner Louima. And I don't understand why people don't learn from the mistakes of others. Lieutenant Wilfredo Roman has been on the Chicago Police Department for the amount of time Justin Volpe has been in prison. So he may not be familiar with the Abner Louima case. But even if he was, he needs to ask himself, why would he want to do that to someone? Why? What's the reason? You already got him in custody. You already got him in handcuffs. What's the point of putting a flashlight in that man, Boonky? Last time I checked, the Chicago Police Department's mission statement was to serve our communities and protect the lives, rights, and property of all people in Chicago. Okay, nothing in that mission statement says anything about Chicago police officers being criminals and perverts, though. Okay, now let's talk about what Wilfredo's attorney said. And I need to add him to Donkey of the Day, too. But he's just doing what an attorney gets paid to do. And that's attempt to get his guy off. But would you like to see how he downplayed the accusations during a bond hearing last Thursday? Well, his attorney, James McKay, said, and I quote, "This is like a spank or a spanking. For the love of God." He also added, "I had nuns that treated me far worse." Let me tell you something, sir. If you had a nun doing worse things to you than sticking a flashlight in your boonkie, then you need to give us all the names of those nuns, because they need to be in prison, okay? What's worse than a cop trying to stick a flashlight up your boonkie? The worst is what happened to Abner Louima. So nuns were doing things like that to you? Nobody can make an excuse for bad behavior like an attorney, but Wilfredo Roman, even former NYPD officer Justin Volpe admitted he committed a crime. He did something wrong to someone. You got your lawyer saying it's the equivalent of a spanking, and nuns did worse than him? The lawyer is arguing with the judge that the flashlight in question is smaller than my pen, and it did not penetrate the teen? Huh? Why, oh, why is that your reasoning? How about the officer shouldn't even have attempted to put something in that man's boonkie to begin with? Now, Roman has been the subject of 40 citizen complaints, including allegations of excessive force and false arrest. He's been sued for misconduct allegations at least 3 times. If you ask me, I think Wilfredo Roman has been trying his hardest to go to prison, so it's time that he gets sent there. Please give Lieutenant Wilfredo Roman the biggest hee-haw. I mean, when you got all those allegations, excessive force, false arrest, you've been sued for misconduct allegations at least 3 times, and you're doing stuff like this, trying to stick flashlights in little children's monkeys? Come on, man. Come on, man. Where's the prison when you need it?
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.